Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's Thursday, and that means more preseason football to get to, which we'll do in hour number two of Fantasy Sports today. But here, starting off hour number one, another wild day and night of offense in baseball and in fantasy. Before we get to today's games, we'll take a look back at what happened last night, and Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Ross Detweiler. It is amazing to think that this guy is back in the big leagues and making starts, but that just tells you how poor the pitching is in Major League Baseball this year. No offense to Detweiler, but hasn't made a start in years and now is back on the bump for Chicago. JT Realmuto is now the number one catcher in reality and fantasy. His WAR climbed up to 3.2 after last night. Number one guy, again. He hit his 16th home run for the Philadelphia Phillies. There was just way too much being put on him at the beginning of the season, thinking he was going to hit 30 home runs and driving in 120. Philly's been a disappointment, but let's stop with the nonsense. Realmuto has been the best catcher in Major League Baseball this year. Again, number one. And JT Realmuto with another big game last night. Welcome in. This is our show for today. August 15, 2019. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you, along with my producer, Sean Guastamacchia. And you can listen to us every day from noon to 2 Eastern, right before full-time fantasy, as we always talk about. You can dial up the show at 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879, our first hour of the show, primarily focused on baseball. Second hour of the show, of course, on football. That's how we've been rolling here in the month of August, and so we will continue to do that today. In case you're listening live on the iHeartRadio or FNTSY apps, coming up at 12:40 Eastern, Matt Sells will weigh in on some fantasy. He's, of course, from FantasyAlarm.com. Second hour of the show, we'll preview some preseason action for tonight. Also, on my podcast, I had Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas previewing the fantasy football season, which was pretty funny. We'll play a portion of that for you. Tom Kesenick weighs in on a little NFBC, and then everything that you could possibly expect in terms of fantasy football conversation. But we start off the show today with some baseball. And 24 hours after the Phillies end up firing their hitting coach, how do you figure this one? They hire Charlie Manuel. Kind of out of nowhere. I don't think that anybody saw this coming. Manuel, of course, the manager to take the Phillies and get them a World Series championship under the old days of Cole Hamels and Chase Utley and Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins. Well, now he's back as the hitting coach. And the effects were last night. Bryce Harper hit two home runs. JT Realmuto hits a grand slam. Now, look, it's the first game or the second game, whatever it is for him. But let's also get a little bit of a grip here. It's a very small sample. It's the smallest sample you could possibly ask for. And Manuel is a great hitting instructor, a great hitting coach. He did it for many years, not just with Philadelphia, but also with Cleveland. It would not really shock me or surprise me to see them go in a much better direction. Manuel's a very likable guy. But in fantasy, with this trade deadline, for a lot of you out there, am I running right now to try and acquire all the guys on the Phillies? Probably not. Just a good sign if you own these guys, I think. And especially with Realmuto, who I talked about yesterday on the show. I think that he's just one of those guys that flies under the radar. You forget about him, and then all of a sudden you look up at the end of the year, he's got 25 homers, 80 runs driven in, 10 steals. And he's arguably the number one catcher in fantasy baseball. Think he'll be there at the end of the season again this year. James McCann's had a good year, too, by the way. We'll talk about him coming up in a little bit. 17 runs, speaking of offense, yesterday for the Washington Nationals. They had 10 in the fifth inning. They had 6 in the sixth inning. 16 runs in 2 innings. I mean, this season's like out of control in baseball, honestly. It's just, I mean, if there is a night where there isn't 20 runs scored, you're surprised at this point. That's how crazy it's gotten. It's going to create a very tough ranking season next February and March for us next year here on FST. But at least for the time being, if we're assuming the ball is juiced, everybody's got offense. Kurt Suzuki had a huge game yesterday. And who would have thought that Trevor Bauer's ERA after a couple starts with Cincinnati would be 7. He gave up 9 earned runs yesterday against the Nationals. I wasn't sure what Cincinnati was doing with that deal in the first place. This has been 2 straight years of the Reds attacking one-year guys. I don't know what they're doing. I think they got to change philosophy a little bit. But needless to say, Bauer was hurting your fantasy team in a big way. He has just not had a good season. I mean, that's just all there is to it. He has not come close to where his ADP was in the early part of February, March in the preseason. No question about that. St. Louis Cardinals win their 5th game in a row. They're now tied for first in the NL Central. And don't look now. I think this is going to be a battle. Cubs and Cardinals right down to the end. St. Louis got a good pitching performance from Dakota Hudson. They have now called up Randy Arozarena, one of their top prospects. Lane Thomas is getting some more playing time for them as well. And look, what the Cardinals have done, it's really interesting, is that they have struggled against the good teams, but they clobber the bad teams. And over the course of 162 games, you're going to play like 90 games against bad teams. They're winning them all. They beat all the bad teams. They're on the schedule. They beat the Pirates. They beat the Reds. They beat the Royals. I mean, what are you going to say? You're streaming in DFS? Stream the Cardinals against the bad teams because they win. That's been the narrative the last couple of years. And then speaking of clobbering, last night I was at the game. For those of you who follow me on Twitter, you probably saw it. The Dodgers have hit 10 home runs against the Marlins in 2 games. I mean, it has been a dismantling of that team. Now, the good news is I got to eat some ice cream. But the bad news is that this game was over like in the fourth inning. Clayton Kershaw struck out 8 of the first 9 batters. And Don Mattingly, after the game, said this kind of shows you where these two teams are at, meaning his team and the Dodgers team. Dodgers are just so good. It would be a huge upset for me if the Dodgers don't win the National League. They could get beat in the World Series. Anything can happen in 1 7-game series. I suppose you could say that about the NLCS, too. But I think L.A. is primed for the World Series this year. And you throw Walker Buehler, Hyunjin Ryu, Clayton Kershaw in any 7-game series, I only see Houston as the team as a possibility for beating them. Yankees have had a great year, too. But are the Yankees going to beat that Dodgers pitching? It's going to be an interesting, interesting World Series for sure. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be back with a lot more right after this. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
This was a painting that has been discovered in the mansion of Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton's wearing Monica Lewinsky's dress and wearing red high heels, posed in the Oval Office. I got thrown off so much, I even forgot Mark Lawrence was joining us. But it's not every day you see the president in a blue dress, posed in the Oval Office.
Just remember, Gabe, he did not have sex with the woman, okay?
No, sexual relations. He didn't, Mark, but the cigar certainly did.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Hey, welcome back. It's Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show as our baseball discussion continues. We got Sean helping out in the program today. His show's coming up today at 4 o'clock over on the Fantasy Sports Network. So we'll get a little bit of a preview from Sean in just a little bit. And, of course, we'll be back here tomorrow at noon Eastern. Baseball first hour, second hour, Brad Ziegler will be in the house. We'll talk to him about his new rankings that he looks like he just posted here on Twitter, on social media. All right, so here we go. Three up, three down. We will start off with James McCann, a grand slam, and McCann, you know, I talked about this a few minutes ago. He has quietly been a top five catcher in fantasy this season, and next year, going into the year, I'm kind of confident a little bit that McCann could end up helping you, especially in a league where you have to roster two catchers, because at this stage of the game, if you're going to hit 280 and you're going to hit 20 home runs, I think that you got a chance to really excel in a fantasy league. So there probably still would be some guys I'd take ahead of him. I would still take Sanchez. I would still take Real Muto. I would still take, for sure. Mitch Garver I may take ahead of him too. But those are, you know, some catchers that I would consider. By the way, in that game, the White Sox beat the Astros 13-9, and that's despite two more home runs from Yuli Gurriel, who now has 25 on the season. So wild game last night, another 22 runs scored in the game yesterday. And so, wild game, not surprising, between the White Sox and Astros. Three up, three down, we've got Albert Pujols on the list today. He had two hits yesterday, which gives him 3,167 on his illustrious, fantastic career, which also makes him the all-time foreign-born hits leader. I did not know that going into the game last night. So he went past Adrian Beltre, and of course, with Pujols' contract still extending out a few more years, there's certainly a chance that Albert Pujols could end up with 3,500 hits, or maybe even beyond that. Look, he is not the player that he once was. But unlike some guys who completely fall off a cliff, like the Orioles' Chris Davis, Pujols is still putting up a relatively productive season. So good job by him. 3,167 career hits, and as soon as he's done, he will go straight into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. All-time foreign-born hits leader. Go figure that one. Okay, so he did it again last night. This is also part of the three-up, three-down conversation. If you follow me on Twitter, then you know that I've been talking about this a lot. And we will later on the show, too. Aquino from the Reds hit another home run, which gives him 9 in the first 14 games of his career, which indeed is a Major League Baseball record. And look, I don't think that any fantasy league outside of maybe a deep NL-only league were you able to capture all 9 home runs in these games. But if any of my league mates are listening to this, and I picked up Aquino in a couple different leagues Sunday, what are you guys thinking? Like, what is anybody saving their fab budget for going into this week? I mean, this guy was on fire last week, and I was shocked that I ended up getting him in two leagues. It's ridiculous, honestly. And now I've capitalized on all the home runs he's hit this week. So today is Thursday. He's already hit 3 home runs this week. Like, I mean, I think he's hit 4 home runs this week. Wow. So, yeah. You really, at this point, I mean, it just shows you that people are starting to drop off and drop out of their fantasy baseball leagues because, I guess, of football. I don't know. There's no excuse for me. You got to still play this thing to the end. And that's, you know, in especially in the NL Towers format where I didn't get Aquino, is that they dock you for finishing in the standings and you lose your free agent acquisition budget for next year. Imagine playing in a fantasy football league, for those of you who do, and at the end of the year next year, you can't make waiver pickups because you finish last. Like, there has to be some sort of penalty for that, which is how I can appreciate Towers for sure. And that's why I'm still playing hard. I picked up Lane Thomas. I picked up Randy Rosarena. I picked up Eason Diaz. I mean, I'm losing guys every day, but I'm still fighting my you-know-what off to stay relevant. And that indeed has been the case for me for sure this year. So Aquino, 9 home runs, first 14 games, MLB record. So those are my trending ups for today. Here are my trending downs. In baseball, the Orioles lost their 4th game in a row. They lost to the Yankees again. They're 1-9 in their last 10. It has been a tough couple of years to be an Orioles fan. This is a very proud franchise, and I think in the future will be a great franchise again. Mike Elias, who's come on our show, the vice president and general manager of the Orioles, I think this guy is going to get this team back into a World Series contender for sure. And they're also, let's just be honest, not as bad as Detroit, okay? I mean, Detroit barely wins a game ever, and they actually won yesterday. We'll talk about what happened there. But bottom line, Orioles struggle, 1-9, last 10. Tough season for them, for sure. If there is a silver lining, they're not the worst team in the league. They're the second worst team in the league as it stands right now. NFL, 3-up, 3-down, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's on my Keeper League team. Threw 5 interceptions in Wednesday's practice. That seems like a high number. I don't really get beat up about practice. And if you learned anything yesterday about some of these reports, the head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy, said that none of his players are going to be playing in preseason game number 2 coming up tomorrow. So, we would have thought, and I'll illustrate some of the players that I want to see play tonight coming up in our second hour of the show when we talk fantasy football. But that makes it, there's no guarantee that we're going to see any of these guys. It's a big mystery. And anybody who's betting on this stuff, by the way, in the NFL preseason, you're kind of out of your mind. In terms of Garoppolo, is he a top 5 quarterback in fantasy? No. Is he a top 10? Probably not. But he has the potential and he has the upside, and I'm going to hang on to him. And if you're forced to start him as a QB1, you probably didn't draft your quarterback until the end. And you may be able to do a little bit better, but I still think he has a chance to crack QB1 at the end of the season. I mean, are there really 10 much better quarterbacks than Garoppolo going into the year? You have Brady for sure. You have Drew Brees. You have Ryan. You have Rivers. You have Aaron Rodgers. You have Roethlisberger. Yeah, I mean, you have 6, 7, 8 guys that you almost could guarantee. Do you have 10? I don't know. I think that there's a chance he cracks that at the end of the year. So we'll see. But 5 picks in practice. Yikes, that's not good. That's my second one. All right, my third one, and this is really one that I can't do. Now, look, watching TV on Thursday nights back in the day on NBC was always cool because it was always the must-see TV night. You go back to in the 80s, you had Family Ties, and then you had Cheers, and then that was overtaken by Friends and Seinfeld, right? Now, look, if you really love Friends and you have 25 hours to spare, check this out, okay? In honor of NBC's comedy, their 25th anniversary of Friends, online retailer Frontier Communications, what they want to do is pay someone to sit and watch Friends for 1 day and 1 hour. So that's one-third of the series, and in return, a fan of Friends, or in this case a super fan, will get $1,000 and a 12-month Netflix subscription, and that'll be just in time because the service is going away from Netflix in 2020. So all you got to do it is from your couch, and you got to live tweet throughout the 25 hours and post a selfie with your real-life friends. So I don't know. This does not seem up my alley, but it may be up yours. So those of you who are interested, Frontier Communications, $1,000. You got to watch Friends for 24 hours straight. Okay. Sounds like a plan if you need the grant. And that is our 3 Up, 3 Down segment for today. You can always let me know what you think about 3 Up, 3 Down and anything that you want me to include. Just copy me on Twitter. Send me a message at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. Maybe I will include it on a future show. That is for sure. Also, our program here on Fantasy Sports Today can be accessed basically wherever you consume a podcast. Our live edition is, of course, on the FNTSY app, but you can also hear it live on the iHeartRadio app as well as TuneIn. In addition to the podcast form, which if you have Google or Android or even iTunes, you can just subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you rate it. Please give us 5 stars. And then every day when the show is over, it automatically will get sent to your phone. You'll get the notification if you turn it on. And then you can hear some great fantasy football and even some fantasy baseball discussion as we get ready to close out the month of August and into September. Coming up next, we'll mix in more fantasy baseball discussion, couple of saves from some interesting guys last night, some injury news too. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. We'll have the baseball schedule as well coming up next right here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show as we got you until 2 o'clock Eastern. Hope you guys are well. And hope you're getting ready for a little fantasy football tonight. By the way, you can get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook. Listeners of the show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make a deposit. Place your first bet. DraftKings is going to match it. 50% bonus up to $500. The offer is eligible for all users. Plus, new users could get a risk-free bet of up to $200. All you got to do, go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Okay, before we get back into our baseball discussion, producer Sean is here, of course. His show is coming up later today at 4 o'clock over on the Fantasy Sports Network. Sean, what you got on your show coming up later today for those people who want to catch you over there?
Well, we're going to continue previewing the NFL as NFL preseason week 2 today. So we'll take a look at that, but also the Panthers are on the clock. We're going to take a look at the Carolina Panthers today.
Okay. Panthers not the sexiest fantasy team outside of the running back, right? Sound accurate?
I don't know. I listened to the guys here. They love Curtis Samuel as like a breakout star this year.
Okay. I mean, Steve Smith did have a heyday in Carolina. I mean, I guess he would be the top wide receiver to come out of there in terms of fantasy in a long time. But Jake DeLome was the quarterback for some of that time. I don't know that.
Yeah, well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, Benjamin was okay for a while under Newton. I don't know. That seems ambitious to me. Anybody on Carolina. Yeah, Greg Olson, tight end, though,
Other than that, you're right. Who else?
John Fox, Ron Rivera era has not produced a lot of air raid. It's been a lot of Williams and Stewart and now McCaffrey. But look, maybe that will change, man. Look, every year is different, and you never know. I just counting on a Carolina wide receiver to be my wide receiver 2 is just not something that I would probably ever do. Although McCaffrey is probably number 1. You know, McCaffrey's there. Okay, so you can catch on later today. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. He'll have a Carolina Panthers preview for you. Make sure you tune in to the Fantasy Sports Network for that. Back to the baseball discussion. Let's get to a couple closing situations. If you are still working the waiver wire at this stage of the game, which I would advocate you are or you should, that's up to you. A save last night in the Atlanta Braves game for Jerry Blevins. Okay, we know he's not the closer for the Braves, but who do you trust in that Braves bullpen at this point? Luke Jackson, maybe. Shane Green, they made the trade for him. Boy, was I wrong about that, right? I pegged Shane Green going to the Braves and being great for the Braves. I got 1 out of 2. Mark Melanson, I don't know what Snicker was thinking, even considering him as the closer. That's what does he think? This is 2014? But a good pickup for them is an extra guy or a seventh inning guy, but I don't think that you want him in the ninth inning closing games right now. But anyway, Blevins got the save, so true closer by committee in Atlanta on a team in first place on August 15th. That's not normal. Usually, you know who the ninth inning guy is going to be or the eighth inning guy, and even if it's like a Milwaukee situation from last year, you have guys like Knebel and Hader and Jeffers pitching at a high level. You have no one pitching at a high level in Atlanta. So really wide open at this point. In fact, their postseason closer could be somebody that we're not even talking about now. It's very possible. Speaking of closers, Joe Jimenez got the save for the Tigers. They end up winning yesterday, and certainly if you're looking for a Vegas total, Craig Mish's Vegas total on saves for Joe Jimenez, I put that total at 3.5 for the rest of the season. They just don't win a lot of games. It's going to be very hard. But if they do, he is the closer. It's just they don't win. They're going to be like They're going to win 50 games this season and lose 120, or close to it. So an extra save here or there, sure. Pick them up if that's your thing. Interesting player on the Tigers who seems to be getting a little bit more playing time, Harold Castro. Full transparency, don't know a lot about Harold Castro, but he got three more hits yesterday for them. He already has three stolen bases for them, too. Doesn't carry a lot of top prospect pedigree or anything along those lines. But if you are playing in a much deeper league, then maybe this is somebody that can give you some stolen bases. I mean, that could be possible for sure. Also, MRI lower back for guess who? Robbie Ray. Bad news for Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray owners at the trade deadline a couple weeks ago were praying that this guy got moved to another team. They were praying that the Yankees would overpay for Robbie Ray, and regardless of the stadium he plays in, man, the run support that he could have gotten in New York or L.A. or somewhere else. No, now I you got to be a little bit worried that Robbie Ray is not going to pitch the rest of the year. Honestly, this doesn't sound good. There's just no reason. If Arizona falls out, there's just no reason to bring him back. This isn't a Jake Arrieta situation where he's got like bone chips. This is a back issue for a pitcher, and it's definitely never good. Also, I don't know if you caught this on my Twitter handle. It seems to be making the way viral over on MLB Network and MLB.com was this discussion that I had yesterday with Marlins CEO Derek Jeter. And those of you who know that I know they cover the Marlins, and I've had opportunities to talk to Derek many times. And yesterday asked about the future of Don Mattingly. Not that this is a real fantasy question, but a reality question where we're going to have two more months of Don Mattingly as the manager of Miami, and then they're going to have to make a decision. Jeter said yesterday that they're going to have to make a decision sooner than later, which I found interesting because there really would be no need to if they were bringing him back. So not to give a huge indication as to what may happen there, but I would keep an eye on that situation. And certainly those of you who are interested in Marlins baseball, you know, covering me is definitely the way to go there. So that being said, let's take a look at the games today in Major League Baseball. We'll start at 1:10 Eastern. And the Seattle Mariners will take on the Detroit Tigers. We have Matt Whistler against Derek Turnbull. Turnbull is 3-10 this season. He's just destroying you in points leagues. But his ERA is 3.68. Turnbull's going to be part of that rotation next year for the Tigers. So if they're even a little bit better, he'd be worth a potential add. Whistler is a prospect, once upon a time prospect with the Braves, who is virtually doing nothing, so you can ignore that. 3:10 Eastern, if you're playing DFS and you're not using Walker Buehler, you're just not doing it right. The Marlins have been outscored, I think, 24-2 at this point. Buehler's 10-2 with a 3.08. Caleb Smith is probably the Marlins' best pitcher, but he hasn't been as good as he was in the first half of the season, 7-6 with a 3.71 earned run average. Cubs and Phillies tonight. Yu Darvish 4-6 with a 4.43. Can the Phillies get this Charlie Manuel magic continuing? Boy, it seems like a big mistake by me to pick up Drew Smyly for the Philadelphia Phillies, and I'm stuck with him in my lineup today in my NL only Tout Wars league. His ERA is 6.96. I don't know what I was thinking. Mistake by me. Everybody makes mistakes. This is one you just got to look at me and say I screwed up. He's 2-6 on the season. I thought that Smyly was pretty good with Tampa and Texas. I thought he could be good in Philly, but what we've seen with the Philly pitchers is outside of Aaron Nola, there's almost no one that you can count on this year. And indeed, that's definitely been the case. It's a home game, though, for them. We'll see if that makes any kind of difference. Cubs do have some left-handed hitters. Maybe that'll play into Smiley's benefit, but I'm not overly optimistic there. Indians and Yankees, potential postseason preview here tonight. Adam Plutko starts for Cleveland. He's 4-3 with a 4.68. You see Chad Green as your starter. Yankees are now going to the opener. They just don't have starting options, and so Green will start, and then they'll move some bullpen guys in and out. Green is 2-3 with a 4.69. There's a chance that he could be starting in the postseason in like a Game 3 situation for New York. And the Yankees are 81-41. The Indians are 72-49. Cleveland's been one of the best teams since May. Cardinals and Reds. Cardinals, as I said, have just been beating up on these bad teams, although tonight will be a challenge because Michael Wacha is on the mound for them. He's 6-5 with a 5.54 ERA. Sonny Gray's had a nice year for the Reds. He has been their second best pitcher, and with Castillo and Gray, they've got a nice 1-2. Gray 7-6 with a 3.10. Waka 6-5 with a 5.54. 7:20 Eastern, Mets and Braves. This will be a good one. We'll keep an eye on it. Julio Teheran 7-7 with a 3.35. Third start tonight as a Met for Marcus Stroman. He's 6-11 with a 3.20 earned run average. The Braves, by the way, got some good news yesterday on Austin Riley. It looks like he'll be able to return after the 10-day period for him is up, or closely thereout, and the Braves will absolutely need him for sure. 8:05 Eastern tonight, Twins and Texas Rangers. Rangers have worked their way back to 500. Pineda's off the injured list for Minnesota. They're going to need him. 7-5 with a 4.15. He'll get the start tonight at Texas. Paiano starts for them. He's been okay. 1-1 with a 3.86. Giants and Diamondbacks tonight, Derek Rodriguez. He's 4-6 with a 5.32. And Young starts for Arizona. He's been excellent, 4-2 with a 3.32 earned run average. Eduardo Escobar last night hit his team-leading 27th home run, 96 RBIs. Escobar's online for another 30 home run, 100 RBI season. White Sox and Angels. We've got Reynaldo Lopez against Andrew Heaney. Both pitchers have been massive disappointments, although Lopez has been much better as of late. Heaney's 1-3 with a 4.89 earned run average. And, of course, Jose Abreu has led the White Sox this season. Home runs, 24. RBIs, 86. Tonight, Astros and Angels. It'll be the Aaron Sanchez show. We'll see if he can continue it. 5-4 with a 5.60, but ignore those numbers. He's now with Houston. The A's will start Mike Fiers, who's been their best pitcher. 11-3 with a 3.30 earned run average, and that is the Major League Baseball schedule for today on this Thursday. Any questions or comments, let me know at Craig Mish. Get tell you who to play, tell you who to sit. That's kind of what we do here on the show, and of course we'll handle that all the way through the rest of the baseball season. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Matt Sells will join us next. We'll talk some fantasy with him. Don't go away. Plenty more here of Fantasy Sports Today coming up in just a couple of seconds as Matt will join us and kick around some fantasy baseball ideas and theories for the remainder of the season, including some early rankings for next year. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
The Morning Line.
It was only a matter of time before the NFL said, yep, they're a little money hungry, the NFL. So it was only a matter of time before they started to catch their slice of the pie. So congratulations to SportsRadar, the NFL, and to all of us now being able to utilize the tools that SportsRadar provides like we do here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you as we are continuing our fantasy baseball discussion here on the 15th of August, 2019. Of course, plenty going on in our world of fantasy. And it was really, I mean, I got to tell you, like an interesting week. And it's been an interesting week with all of these home runs and all of these rookies. It's kind of fun, and it's kind of fun to talk about. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Matt Sells, who, of course, covers all sports for Fantasy Alarm, including fantasy baseball, fantasy football, and NASCAR as well. You can follow him on Twitter at the Sellsman, S-E-L-Z-M-A-N, and we will mix it up and talk fantasy with Matt. Thanks for coming on the show, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning going on in Lincoln right now, but we're inside and all good.
Those are the benefits of living in Nebraska, Matt, as I've told you many times before.
Yep, we get to study meteorology up close.
Yeah, and just hunker down, as they say, for sure. All right, so let's kind of start with this. I know, like, we always do the too early rankings for fantasy baseball next year, but if I would have told you a month ago that there was a chance Ronald Acuna would be the number one overall pick, you would have said, get out of here, no chance of that. But I think he's kind of on the radar. So if you wouldn't mind, Matt, give me, like, your top four or top five guys that you think. I mean, look, we still have a month and a half to go, but give me your top four or top five guys for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so Acuna is definitely in the conversation. Now, keep in mind, he did this last year as well. If you just look at his second-half stats from last year, he was on pace for, I believe, 40 homers, 30 steals, 100 runs, 100 RBI, and a 300 DDs, which clearly puts him in the conversation for number one overall. Now, to me, Trout is still number one because you know what you're going to get with him even around that terrible offense. But they have a couple of guys that could be coming up, like Joe Adell, that could improve things, and you never know what the offseason holds. So to me, Trout is still number one. I'd probably go Acuna two, and then I'd go Yelich three. And then from there, it kind of gets a little – I mean, I think you kind of got to put Nolan Arenado in the conversation at that point, simply because of the Coors thing and the offense they generate there. But it gets a little iffy. But I'm not putting any pitchers in the top five or first round for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to figure that out. And, I mean, Matt, for me, you know, one of my main things that I'm going to do for next year, or at least I'm going to try, is see what the commissioner says about the baseball and try and figure out if he's going to go on record saying that it was just a fluke with this past year or maybe the balls will be back to the way they were. I mean, how do you think you're going to end up approaching this? Are you just going to look at this year's data and say this is what we're going to go off, or will you wait? I don't know really what to do. It's going to be tough.
I think you have to wait a little bit, but there has been a trend forming where power has been going up the last few years. I mean, last year they obliterated the single season record for home runs, and now this year it's going to be obliterated because I think we're coming up on it already with like a month and a half to go. Pitching is going to be a little different because I think we're starting to see some of the guys that struggled early in the year are starting to figure out how to pitch with this ball that apparently has the seams that are lower and it doesn't spin quite as much. If you look at some numbers on pitchers' specific pitches, like sliders and curves, the guys that throw a lot of breaking pitches, they're getting better as the season goes on. If you look at like Patrick Corbin, for example, who's a big time slider guy, his slider's getting better as the season goes on. Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals is getting better. He's got a lot of nasty breaking stuff. Chris Sale's slider is starting to get more bite and not be as flat. So I think we kind of got to go on a trend. But one thing I'm certainly not going to target is I'm not going to go overboard on power because everybody has power. I'm going to focus on the guys that have high averages and have had them for a couple of years and get as many speed guys as you can because speed is a commodity because everybody has power. I mean, Tommy Rossell was getting like 20 home runs. Come on now.
I know, but, you know, Matt, conversely with that, it's interesting that, like, this isn't really a topic on one player, really. I didn't really plan on this talking to you. But isn't it amazing that you're going to have all of these guys hitting 30, 40 home runs, and the one guy who isn't is Chris Davis on Oakland? Like, I thought that that was the one guarantee of all the guys to hit that many home runs. Look, Stanton can get hurt, and Judge can get hurt, and players can get hurt. But, man, Chris Davis is always healthy, always hitting 35, 40 home runs. And, like, he's the one guy that didn't do it this year. Blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, well, there was a little wrist thing that cropped up with him that I don't think he's fully over yet. And the wrist takes a lot of power out of a swing for guys. We'll see.
Sure.
We'll see guys break a wrist early in the season, and then they come back, and everybody thinks they're healthy, and there's no power. It's because it takes a while to get the power back. Even though you don't think about the wrist as being, you know, that key to a power guy, that's where a lot of power gets sapped from. So I think that's the issue with Chris with a K Davis. But I think he'll be right back at it next year, hitting 35, 40 home runs and batting .247.
Yeah, it very well could be. Matt Sells is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at the Sellsman, and Matt helps out with a lot of our live streams and everything that we do over at Wager Alarm as well. And kind of speaking of which, it's look, at this point, I think we know most of the postseason teams. Not all of them. The wild cards are still up in the air to some degree, and some of the positioning is up to some degree. And Matt, look, I watch a lot of baseball like you, and I've seen the Dodgers come in and do things to the Marlins that nobody else has. I mean, Miami has played competitive even when they've lost in a lot of games this season. I mean, to me, LA is a shoo-in for the NLCS. But beyond that, I'm not really sure who wins the World Series. How do you kind of see this all shaking out at the end of the year?
So I think the chalk, to go chalk with it, is Astros-Dodgers again, especially with what the Astros did at the trade deadline. Sorry for the background noise. My 2-year-old broke into the room.
No, it's all right. I'm used to it with him. It's fine.
Especially with what the Astros did at the trade deadline, getting Zach Greinke, and now they have a 3-horse rotation of Verlander, Cole, and Greinke for the postseason. That's insane. As a Nats fan, I still kind of think the Nats could make a run in it. And I'm not being like an overzealous fan. Look at what they've done over the last 3 months. They actually have the best record in baseball in the last 3 months. They're winning at a 66% clip right now. So, you know, the bullpen has been an issue, but all you needed to be good for is 3 games at a time in the postseason. And they can do that. So they might be a sneaky team to make it deep in the NL playoffs, but I still think you got to go with the chalk of the Dodgers and Astros. I just don't see, as much as I would love it for my Yankees, yes, I'm also a Yankees fan, they just don't have a pitching. They just don't. You can't homer everybody to death in the postseason. They tried it last year, and it didn't work well against Houston. So I think you kind of got to go with the chalk on this one.
Yeah, Matt Sells is with us here, and we're hitting on some baseball topics. You can catch Matt's work over at fantasyalarm.com. I asked this question yesterday. I think I asked it to Gray Albright. I could ask you the same thing. And since you obviously follow the Yankees very closely, Giovanni Ursula, Matt Talkman, both of them have been waiver wire darlings in 2019. Do you think they're one-hit wonders, Matt, or do you think that there's value for them next year, too, when people have to make those keeper decisions?
I just don't know where they play is the only problem, because the reason they're getting so much playing time is because of how many injuries the Yankees have had. I mean, I think there was a stat that came out this week that said Gleyber Torres is the only guy from the opening 25-man roster for the Yankees that hasn't had an IL stint this year. I mean, think about that. That's
crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
And Miguel Andujar will be back next year, you know, so he takes third. And then you've got a healthy Giancarlo Stanton, who you probably put at DH, but, you know, you still have four solid outfielders you could play out there. So I think Kauffman has a better chance than Urshela does. That's kind of the way I come down on it. It depends on if you can keep him for bargain basement pricing, I would be more happy with Kauffman than I would with Urshela.
Matt Sells is with us as we wrap things up. Where are we at in the NASCAR schedule at this point?
We have Bristol coming up this weekend, Saturday night race under the lights, short track racing. It's going to be a great race. And then there's an off weekend, and then two more races until the playoffs. Yes, in case you didn't know, there are actual playoffs in NASCAR. And then 10 races for the playoffs. So it'll end the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
All right, awesome. And last thing, where can people catch your work and a lot of your writing? What do you have going on at Fantasy Alarm right now, Matt?
So yesterday, I just posted a new prospect report for this week, focusing on some guys that still have things to prove, even though they've been pretty well hyped, like Forrest Whitley. That came out yesterday. I've got NASCAR coverage coming out this weekend. There's some more baseball stuff. I'll have MLB DFS stuff coming out this weekend. So a little bit of everything.
Matt, thanks again for coming on. I believe we're speaking tonight. I'm not sure. Did we settle that? What time is that tonight? Let me know in advance. Do you have any idea?
I don't, actually.
Okay, let me know, please, if you could. We're doing a live stream tonight for Fantasy Alarm, Wager Alarm. Thanks again, Matt. Appreciate it. Great live radio there, asking questions. When are we doing this tonight? Okay. Matt Sells is with us. You can follow his work at The Sellsman. He won the Writer of the Year Award last year for his NASCAR work. And so for those of you who play DFS, get on that, subscribe to that, and make yourself some money. That is for sure. A couple of quick notes here from baseball, just to give you an idea. My former co-host over on Satellite Radio, Jim Bowden, he was told by Garrett Cole that he should be good to go next week. So that would mean one skip in the rotation for Cole. And, of course, you got to get him in your lineup. The guy's been an absolute beast and a monster. 226 strikeouts in 156 innings this year. He's not going to get 300 Ks, unfortunately. We thought that would happen. That doesn't seem to be the case. They're going to need him for the postseason for sure. But good news, if you're a Garrett Cole owner, you can make the argument he's been the best pitcher in baseball. And, of course, another one of my whiffs in fantasy this year, Jake Arrieta, 10-day injured list. Right elbow injury, season-ending surgery probably coming, and man, think about where Jake Arrieta was on the Cubs a few years ago and how dominant this guy was a few years ago. Signs the big contract with Philadelphia, and honestly, and I hate to say it, he just hasn't been anywhere close to what he was. It's just not even close. I drafted him this year thinking a ton of offense. Just get me my 15 wins, Jake, with your 4.5 ERA, and I'm good. I'm getting nothing close to that this year. Total whiff on my part with Jake Arrieta, but at least I can be honest about it. That is for sure. All right, coming up next, we'll have the best of the first hour, and then it is time for those of you who are football fans. We got the football conversation coming up in hour number two. Guess what I'm going to do right at the top? I'm going to preview every NFL preseason game and give you players that I think that you need to watch out for in tonight's preseason games. Then Miguel Rojas, infielder from the Marlins, gives you a quick 10-minute preview of what his fantasy team may look like. Tom Kesenick will join us to do some NFC ADPs. We'll talk some Indianapolis Colts. And then some exit velocity in hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish here on the show. As always, you can listen to me every day, 12 to 2 Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Back with plenty more here on FNTSY as we roll on this Thursday on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Indeed.
knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and in database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Harold Castro, full transparency, don't know a lot about Harold Castro, but he got three more hits yesterday for them. He already has three stolen bases for them, too. Doesn't carry a lot of top prospect pedigree or anything along those lines, but if you are playing in a much deeper league, then maybe this is somebody that can give you some stolen bases. I mean, that could be possible for sure. Also, MRI lower back for guess who? Robbie Ray. Bad news for Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray owners at the trade deadline a couple weeks ago were praying that this guy got moved to another team. They were praying that the Yankees would overpay for Robbie Ray, and regardless of the stadium he plays in, man, the run support that he could have gotten in New York or L.A. or somewhere else. No, now you got to be a little bit worried that Robbie Ray is not going to pitch the rest of the year. Honestly, this doesn't sound good. There's just no reason. If Arizona falls out, there's just no reason to bring him back. This isn't a Jake Arrieta situation where he's got like bone chips. This is a back issue for a pitcher, and it's definitely never good. Also, I don't know if you caught this on my Twitter handle. It seems to be making the way viral over on MLB Network and MLB.com was this discussion that I had yesterday with Marlins CEO Derek Jeter. And those of you who know that I know they cover the Marlins, and I've had opportunities to talk to Derek many times. And yesterday asked about the future of Don Mattingly. Not that this is a real fantasy question, but a reality question where we're going to have two more months of Don Mattingly as the manager of Miami, and then they're going to have to make a decision. Jeter said yesterday that they're going to have to make a decision sooner than later, which I found interesting because there really would be no need to if they were bringing him back. So not to give a huge indication as to what may happen there, but I would keep an eye on that situation. And certainly those of you who are interested in Marlins baseball, you know, covering me is definitely the way to go there. So that being said, let's take a look at the games today in Major League Baseball. We'll start at 1:10 Eastern, and the Seattle Mariners will take on the Detroit Tigers. We have Matt Whistler against Derek Turnbull. Turnbull is 3-10 this season. He's just destroying you in points leagues. But his ERA is 3.68. Turnbull's going to be part of that rotation next year for the Tigers. So if they're even a little bit better, he'd be worth a potential add. Whistler is a prospect, once upon a time prospect with the Braves, who is virtually doing nothing. So you can ignore that. 3:10 Eastern, if you're playing DFS and you're not using Walker Buehler, you're just not doing it right. The Marlins have been outscored, I think, 24-2 at this point. Buehler's 10-2 with a 3.08.